Sarah in a new country. Dear Mum and Dad, I hope you're both doing well. I miss you already. I am enjoying the start of my new life in Kyoto, although it has its challenges. The weather has been really hot, but I am doing my best to stay cool. It is so different from the weather back home, but I am learning to adapt to it. It has been 5 days since I arrived, and I've just got my internet connection. I'm also just starting to get settled into my new life here. I arrived just in time for the Gion Matsuri, which is a traditional festival. It was a lot of fun. I didn't really understand it, but there was a lot of interesting food at the yatai stalls. I wish we had festivals like this back home. Actually, I have been able to go out and see many interesting things. The other day, I visited a Shinto shrine on a mountain. It was just breathtaking. The shrine is dedicated to the god of agriculture and prosperity, and it's surrounded by thousands of bright red torii gates. And the view from the top of the mountain was just stunning. I have been exploring the city and finding my way around, and I have to say that the public transport system is fantastic. The trains and buses run like clockwork, and they are so convenient and affordable. Japan is a really easy place to live. The postal system is also really good. The other day, I ordered a couple of English books on Amazon, and they left a note because I wasn't home, and re-delivered my books the same evening. Unfortunately, I haven't been sleeping well. Because it's summer here now, it is still very hot at night. Thankfully, they have convenience stores called Konbini, which are open 24 hours, so I can go and buy some snacks or drinks anytime I want. There is something I don't like about the Konbini, though. They always give me a plastic bag, even when I don't want one. I don't know yet how to say I don't want one. Actually, I think Japan uses too much plastic in general. I bought a box of cookies the other day, and each cookie was individually wrapped. That can't be good for the environment. That reminds me of another thing I don't like. A lot of restaurants here still allow smoking. I usually don't mind that, of course, as I have a few myself from time to time, but they often get a bit too smoky, so it's hard to breathe. I wish people could just smoke outside. So I guess Japan isn't perfect. It has a lot of good things, though, and I think there are more positives than negatives, so I am happy to be here. Hopefully I get better at Japanese by the time you visit at the end of the year, so I can show you around easier. Don't worry, I'll make sure to find plenty of non-smoking restaurants that we can enjoy together. Love, Sarah.